podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library.
Cochrane Overviews are a new type of article in the Cochrane Library, combining the findings from multiple reviews. One of the first investigates a class of drugs called biologics for rheumatoid arthritis. Jasvinder Singh, the lead author, who is based at the Minneapolis Veterans Affairs Medical Center in the US, talks to Chris Mavergames from the German Cochrane Center about this collection of evidence.
Hello, Jasvinder. Can you please tell me what rheumatoid arthritis is and what treatments you included in your study?
Rheumatoid arthritis affects hundreds of millions of people around the world, causing considerable discomfort and limiting their quality of life. In rheumatoid arthritis, the person's immune system, which fights infection, attacks the lining of the joint, leading to inflammation. This makes the joints hot, swollen, stiff, and painful. If left untreated, the inflammation can cause irreparable damage to the joints. Our overview of Cochrane reviews brings together the best available, most up-to-date evidence on one group of treatments called the biologics. We studied the following six drugs: abatacept, adalimumab, anakinra, etanercept, infliximab, and rituximab. The drugs suppress the immune system, reducing inflammation in the joint, but they work differently and are used in different ways.
Interesting. So what is the need for doing an overview? Isn't there enough information that we can find about these biologics?
We wanted to put all the relevant evidence in one place, presenting it in a standard way, and where possible, make comparisons between drugs. When we did this, we were able to show that some are more effective than others, and some have fewer side effects.
So what studies and biologics did you include in this study?
Unlike Cochrane reviews, which look at individual research studies, we were looking first at the Cochrane reviews and then, through these, to the trials that they had included. We focused on up-to-date Cochrane reviews, which means some drugs, such as sertolizumab, are not currently included in our overview because they don't yet have a full Cochrane review. But by restricting ourselves in this way, we're able to draw on the evidence that has already been identified, appraised, and considered by the authors of other reviews.
Okay, so what were your main findings?
A total of 31 trials were included in the six Cochrane reviews, and most of these had reported an outcome known as the ACR50. Among other things, this measures improvement in tender and swollen joint counts and the patient's quality of life. It is the preferred outcome for rheumatoid arthritis trials, and alongside data about patients who stopped taking the drugs because of adverse events, we were able to compare the benefits and harms of the biologic against no treatment and against each other. A total of more than 7,500 patients were available for analysis, making our findings particularly strong. Most of these patients were receiving other drug treatments for their rheumatoid arthritis, such as disease-modifying anti-rheumatic drugs like methotrexate. They continued with these drugs during the trial, and all patients were randomized to a standard dose of biologic drug or placebo on top of these drugs. In summary, what we found was that all biologic drugs, except anakinra, led to better ACR50 rates than placebo. This translated into a number needed to treat of 3 to 5 patients with all biologics except anakinra to have one more patients than placebo to achieve benefit. Comparing the drugs, anakinra seems less efficacious than etanercept, adalimumab, and rituximab. In terms of harms, etanercept seems to lead to lower withdrawal rates compared to adalimumab, anakinra, and infliximab. Although the data are sparse, the preliminary evidence is that treatment with these biologics for 1 year was associated with 92 to 100% less radiographic progression compared to placebos.
Great. Well, how can this information be used by patients and doctors?
These findings should be part of the information considered by doctors and patients when choosing a biologic for the treatment of rheumatoid arthritis. However, our Cochrane overview cannot identify the best biologic for any individual patient. the choice needs to use other knowledge as well. Some of the knowledge is in the individual Cochrane reviews, such as specific types of side effects. But some of it will need to come through local information and discussion with the patients. For example, how much experience is there with a particular biologic in the clinical team? And does the patient have preferences about the different ways in which drugs can be taken?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The knowledge in the overview and in the reviews used to prepare it are either available now or will be available soon at www.thecochranelibrary.com.